FBI offers $15,000 reward 6 months after shooting threat left for pro-lifers in Nebraska. By Catherine Hamilton on June 7, 2023. FBI Omaha is offering a reward 6 months after a pro-life group in Nebraska received a note that appeared to be signed by the pro-abortion domestic terror group Jane's Revenge, threatening to shoot up the space where the activists were meeting. FBI Omaha asked for the public's help on June 1 in identifying the suspect or suspects who left threatening notes at two Omaha religious centers in December of 2022. The agency is offering a reward of up to $15,000 for information leading to the identification and conviction of the suspect S, responsible for the threatening notes. Members of Students for Life Action said they saw the note taped to the front of the St. John Paul II Newman Center in Omaha, Nebraska. On December 3, after they arrived to host its Nebraska Political Leadership Workshop. The purpose of the workshop was to strategize about how to use Students for Life's campaign for abortion-free cities to shut down Dr. Leroy Carhart's late-term abortion facility in the state and work towards the Sanctuary City Ordinance in Bellevue. According to FBI Omaha, the note read, "If our right to abortion in Bellevue is taken away due to the attempt to pass an abortion ban and it gets passed, we will shoot up your Newman Center with our new AR-14 rifles, sick. Sincerely, Jane's Revenge." Another note was found on the same day taped to an exterior door at Christ Community Church in Omaha, according to the agency. That note read, "If the abortion ban goes into effect in Bellevue, we're going to shoot up your church with our AR-14 rifles. Sincerely, Jane's Revenge." The threatening notes preceded the 2023 session of the Nebraska legislature, in which lawmakers passed and the governor signed a limit on abortion after 12 weeks of pregnancy. Investigators have since identified a vehicle of interest, believed to be a 1998 to 2004 tan/silver Chevrolet S10 pickup truck, the agency said. Students for a Life Action grassroots political coordinator Titus Folks released a statement on Wednesday via email thanking the agency for investigating the threat, but questioning why it took 6 months for the agency to ask for tips and post a reward. Half a year later, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, has decided to do their job and investigate the threats that endangered the lives of our students, team members, and my own family, Folks said. "While I'm thankful it appears that the work is finally being started in earnest, why wasn't this very violent threat considered serious enough to be time-sensitive? It's nice that the FBI is finally putting their money where their mouth is, but 6 months is an egregiously long wait for the process to get started," Folks continued. "It's not surprising, however. This attack was directed at the pro-life generation, and just as vandalized and firebombed pregnancy resource centers and pro-life churches have realized over the past year, we're apparently not high on the FBI's politically biased priority list. If you want to save preborn lives, the FBI doesn't seem too interested in protecting your own." This is not the first time the FBI has offered a reward months after an abortion-related attack. FBI Buffalo announced a $25,000 reward 5 months after someone threw Molotov cocktails into a New York pro-life center and scrawled, "Jane was here" on the side of the building. FBI Atlanta also offered a $10,000 reward 6 months after vandals spray-painted a historic church with the threat, "If abortions aren't safe, neither are you." FBI Director Christopher Wray notably admitted during a Senate Homeland Security Committee hearing in November 2022 that approximately 70% of abortion-related threats of violence in the United States since the Dobbs decision have been against pro-life groups, although he denied that the FBI and DOJ are unevenly enforcing the law. Even so, Republican lawmakers were only recently able to account for the indictment of four abortion activists related to an attack on Florida pro-life pregnancy centers. In stark contrast, the DOJ Civil Rights Division charged 26 pro-life individuals with FACE Act violations in 2022 alone. When confronted with those numbers at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing earlier this month, United States Attorney General Merrick Garland admitted that the DOJ has prosecuted more pro-life activists than pro-abortion extremists following the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, and blamed the timing of alleged crimes for the discrepancy. "I will say, you are quite right. There are many more prosecutions with respect to blocking of the abortion centers. But that is generally because those actions are taken with photography at the time, during the daylight, and seeing the person who did it is quite easy," Garland told Senator Mike Lee, RUT. Those who are attacking the pregnancy resource centers, which is a horrid thing to do, are doing this at night, in the dark. We have put full resources on this, Garland continued. We have put rewards out for this. The Justice Department and the FBI have made outreach to Catholic and other organizations to ask for their help in identifying the people who are doing this. Anyone with information about the Omaha incident may call FBI Omaha at 402-493-8688 or submit info to